Devin, not because you don't want to be named like your dad, but you wanted to make a statement for yourself, create your own legacy, right?
It's not even so much that. I've just grown up being called Devin my entire life. My mom really liked that name, but they also wanted me to be named after my dad's. But so they made Devin my middle name, and that's just what I've been called my entire life. So being called Roy is kind of, I will respond to it, but it's not something I'm accustomed to hearing all the time. So
how much do you think your progress has been slowed a little bit by having to play point? Because Coach said today a 2-3 is what he'd like to see in the future. Does it hurt that development at all?
It doesn't hurt it necessarily. It does change my role on the team. It just means that I don't play the 2 and the 3 as much. But as I continue to play the 1, I'm getting better ball handling opportunities. That's going to help me even get better when I do move to the 2, mm-hmm. whenever that is. And right now it's just me helping the team as best I can.
How far is Southfield in Ann Arbor? It's not real long.
35 minutes.
Have you been to any games with Chrysler?
I've been to a couple. Yeah.
How do you feel about playing against Michigan and being close to home for this game for the first time?
Just a good opportunity to be able to play in front of my family and some of my friends and stuff that haven't been able to really see me play since I've been in college.
How many tickets have people been asking you for? Like, for how many offers have you gotten in that?
I gotten a lot. I think around like 2025, something like that.
Have you thought about this game? Is it going to be any special the fact you're going home? First time as a college player?
Not really. I just want to win just like I do any other game. I'm not coming in with a different mentality or anything. Just trying to play well like I do every game, no matter who's watching. Because even though this will be some of their first time watching me play live, they've seen me play on TV and stuff, so ain't nothing different.
If you were looking at you, what would you say you had to improve on the most as you go beyond in your career? What skills? Get stronger, I was thinking.
Yeah, getting stronger, putting some weight on. And just consistency, being able to come with the same game and the same height. Be able for Colton Kaepernick to know what I'm going to give him every night, basically.
Do you know any of the guys on the team?
Yeah.
Are you friendly with
them? When I used to go up there, I talked to Stu and Zach and all of them. Tim, I played at camp with, so I know a couple of them. They're good players, so it'll be interesting.
What's going to be going through your mind when you see LaVall Jordan
there,
Sunday,
because
I know he was a guy that you were in touch with quite a bit during the
recruiting. It might feel a little weird, but since I never actually played a game with him on my bench at all, it's not gonna have that much of an impact. But hopefully, I'll be able to play well and get a win.
Who's the lead recruiter for you?
Coach Jordan.
Coach Jordan.
Yeah.
You come to quite a few of your games, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often have you been like in touch with him, if at all, since you came here to Iowa?
I talked to him a few times. That's still one of my good friends and somebody I still appreciate because he did a lot for me before he went to Michigan. So it's somebody I still keep in touch with.
Have any of the guys at Michigan that you do know, have they talked to you about him or gotten your thoughts on him as far as like?
Not as of now. Mm-hmm. I talked to Dumars a few times. I know he's recovering from his surgery or whatever. But other than that, I haven't really talked to any of them.
After your game against Indiana, did you go into Penn State? Were you thinking maybe it's
going to
come a little easier, the offense?
No, I didn't think anything would come any easier because we're in the Big Ten, so stuff doesn't come easy. I was trying to let the game come to me like I did in Indiana, and shots just weren't presenting themselves as I wanted them to. But sometimes that's going to happen. Sometimes you just got to, as a scorer, you have to go and find shots. And that's something I'm working on, too, just being more aggressive.
Do you have family meeting up with you or anything on Saturday night before the game?
My mom and my uncle, primary ones that I probably see, just because that's who they're coming up, I think, she told me. So probably my mom and my uncle.